And we have rolled into the second half of your 8 a.m. hour. And little change up in timing. We're always keeping you on your toes anymore with our guests. And today I have first string. I've got Trooper Ron Allen from the Ohio State Highway Patrol. And we were kind of talking during ABC News there a little bit. And it is not a fun topic at all today, but important nonetheless.
Yes, just to kind of give some statistics and little driving behavior maybe on what exactly occurs during these fatals and what causes these fatals. Obviously, poor driving and sometimes unfortunate timing. It's, we're out there attempting to prevent this, but if you had a trooper on every stretch of the roadway in the state of Ohio, these are still going to occur. It's just life. It's just Nate, and you do your best to try to prevent it. And we're here trying to give advice and different statistics and different things and variations that can help you on the roadway be safer in Ohio. What was there from 2020 to 2024? There were 5,804 fatalities fatal crashes, that is, and it resulted in 6,259 fatalities. So what that means is out of those crashes, one was a double, a triple, what have you. And we have reduced them over the past couple of years, believe it or not. And I think everything, our presence out there, obviously, and concentrating on the distracted, the seat belts, everything. A lot more people are getting on board, and it really does help. A couple things. The biggest thing that causes a fatality is driving off the road. Just plain and simple, driving off the road. That results in 26% of our fatalities. That's just in falling asleep, not paying attention.
Being on your phone.
On your phone, reaching for the radio station.
Reaching for the kids.
Reaching for the cheeseburger in the bag on your seat. And that's distracted driving. It doesn't have to be on your phone. That qualifies as distracted driving. Unsafe speed is the second. Obviously, we have a speed limit for a reason.
Everybody's in a hurry.
Everyone's in a hurry. And when it's 55, it's marked 55 for a reason. When it's marked 70 on the interstate, it's marked 70 for a reason. 35 in town, just the volume of traffic and things that occurred on the roadway at that time. Driving left to center, there again, that a lot of that's a distracted driving. That's the third on the list. Failure to yield the right of way. That's failure to yield. Leaving,
pulling out in front of people.
Yes, leaving here. Red light. Just when you have to yield, when you have to enter that lane of traffic.
That has the right of way,
that's called fail to yield. Following too closely. You've seen that 1,000 times. It's really bad out east because of the traffic volume. And most of that is just ACDA, assured clear distance. You have to maintain that assured clear distance. Sometimes when it's snowy out, it could be 20, 30 yards is a maintain assured clear distance. It's usually around 2 to 3 car lengths when it's dry out, just depending on your speed also. But when you're following someone too closely and that deer could come out and they hit the brakes and you're at fault in that. Most of it around here, we haven't had too much of a problem as far as bad injuries or fatalities, but it can occur at any time. It's mostly the people who aren't paying attention and hit someone at 50, 55 mile per hour without any braking. That's really where our fatalities occur on that. And running a stop sign, not failing to yield from one, but just flat out.
Beyond the Oklahoma roll, we're at the just go.
Just go, and that's where you're doing 55, they're doing 55, and collision is not good at that point.
Zero stars, do not recommend.
Nope, and that's where your fatalities occur on that. But, those are, the motoring public. We deal with it every day. And just to give you some examples of what our major causes are, and just to kind of take it easy out there and watch it, we had, what did we have last year? 4 fatalities in Holmes County last year, which really, on a scale, is very good.
We lowered them last year. I don't think we have any this year with you guys.
Not with us for so far.
In the background, you may hear us both like knocking on wood.
Yes. It's like I said, it's inevitable just because it's such is life, but we really can help each other. And
we're at 2 in Holmes County or Wayne County.
Correct.
We're in April.
Yeah. We're in April. So far, so good. Like I said, I think a lot of people are paying a little more attention, and the phone usage I've seen has gone down. And just everyone helping everyone make it a safer community.
And, you know, we've said it before, you guys aren't out there, you know, trying to just write tickets for people. You're trying to stop these fatalities, and the numbers are showing. You know, we're slowing it down, and us being on here every week, stop driving distracted, wear your seatbelt, I mean, we're all trying to make the effort to keep everybody safe.
Absolutely, and it looks like it's doing its course so far.
So we're really out here to help. Whether you may think we're a boring or repetitive, it's a message that needs to get across. And you know, if one person hears it for the first time and is like, "Oh man, like I didn't realize I was doing that," if it's something they're learning today, then we've done something good. Even if it's one person that gets saved from a fatality or an accident of any sort by listening to us.
Absolutely, it was. Oh, what was it? 2023 to 2024, there was 86 fewer lives lost on the roads in the state of Ohio. So it gives you a little example. 86 is 86.
That's a great number to drop. That's almost one per county.
That's our third consecutive year that we've dropped. So
the goal is to drop it again this year.
Yes, keep dropping it. And so we're out there.
Drop it like you just saw a state trooper on the highway and you dropped your speed. I could not resist.
Good advice.
It was there. The opportunity was there. I was taking it.
Exactly.
Any other stats, numbers, thoughts, processes?
Just the weather's getting nice. Be safe. One thing. I was just for the residents of Holmes County, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles will be open until 3 o'clock Saturday. Instead of noon, it's 3 o'clock. And I forget the person that informed me. It's a driving license standard or something. But I got the message out for her. So the BMV is open till 3 p.m. on Saturday.
There you go. You can get more done over the weekend that you can't get done during the week.
You don't have to wait on that noon crowd. You can get in there a little bit later.
And, you know, we always say, wear your seatbelts, don't drive distracted. And now watch for motorcycles, more of the electric bikes, more of the walking. Now that you mentioned the weather's nice, that's going to increase.
Yep, people are out and about, so just take your time.
Because it is beautiful out there right now.
It's outstanding. It's
fantastic. So thank you for joining with us. That was Trooper Ron Allen from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the Ohio State Highway Patrol. We're going to take a little break and we'll be back with hometown sports.